You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If an auto or motorcycle accident caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zagura and, of course, Matt Wilhelm here.
Do you want to hear? Let's hear from Patton. Can we get Patton in?
We got
Patton
calls,
on Johnny.
Man.
Let's go calls.
And then we'll hear from Pat eventually, I guess. 216-570.
He's just the head coach.
Marco in Cleveland. Welcome to the show.
I'll give you a little scenario on this. There was a young man named Tim Tebow who went 7-1 in his first 8 football games. He finished at 8-5 after 13 games, won a playoff game in overtime with a touchdown pass to the
Steelers.
Winning football games, Segura, and they kicked the young man out of the league for 2 years, or three now, because he wasn't a prototype quarterback. But Manziel comes along, can't do anything, and then to the one caller that called in and said that Johnny has thrown more this year and put in more time in practice and made more throws, absolutely false. The truth is this. He's actually thrown 130 less balls in practice and hasn't been on the field as long. But he'll get every excuse in the book. They'll give him all these chances and this, that, and the third. But and Tim Tebow at 6'3", 230, as a physical athlete, would run circles around Johnny Manziel. He would embarrass him, period. But it's a different mentality.
Tim Tebow's not a Brown, and he never was a Brown.
This is about publicity. This is about publicity.
Okay. I don't get what Tim Tebow has to do with Johnny Manziel.
They're quarterbacks, and they're a hot topic. Players. Yeah,
SEC.
I mean, Heisman winners.
Tim Tebow got a chance with the Jets. Tim Tebow got a chance with the Patriots, and now maybe he's found a home with the Eagles. Problem is, Tim Tebow couldn't throw from the pocket. I mean, I think that's the issue. Johnny Manziel can't throw from the pocket or play. Johnny Manziel will be bounced out of this league just as quickly as Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I agree, and it just What I would hate to have happen is that it takes him underperforming as a Cleveland Brown for us to realize he can't play in this league.
Right.
And that's the frustrating part to me.
And let me say again, it was not about Johnny throwing more in practice. I said I charted every pass from practice last year, OTAs through. He threw less balls this season than he did a year ago. That is a fact. What I said was that he apparently did much more in terms of his throwing when he wasn't here on the
field. That's the only rationale that you can come to, which is to why he has his elbow is hurting him, correct?
Listen, or we'll find out. Listen, maybe there is something going on in his elbow. Maybe it's something structural. Maybe he is injured. Maybe it's from overwork. Maybe you don't necessarily have to even overwork to be injured. You get injured in one move, your elbow, whatever.
Orlando Scandrick got hurt in practice. Jordy Nelson got hurt. You know, how many non-contact injuries are we having?
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't take, you know, overwork or stress. That's what I think came from a lot of these hamstring injuries.
We will see what happens there. Steven in Spokane. Again, if this becomes a big story and this is a serious injury, we certainly will know about it. And the fact of the matter is, at the end of the day, what that means is that the backup quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is not going to be available.
Right.
Steve, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I want to mention something about our O-line, how I'm not worried about it.
Okay, good.
Other than Bitonio, we don't really have a mauler physical O-line. We have a very sound, technical-based offensive line, which excels from film study and practicing the correct technique and being in the right spot at the right time, which they don't really do in the preseason.
It's true. But there, to me, it isn't so much a cohesion issue as it is a lack of push issue.
Right.
It's not like one person's not on the same page and they're not working as a unit in their zone blocks. I think Alex Mack has really got some rust coming off of the injury, but they just haven't been.
It's like a fundamental
point of
type
attack.
Of thing, you know, where get out of your stance, be explosive, push somebody off the ball.
Yes.
They're collectively doing, like, not getting off the ball and not getting the push together within the scheme.
That is, and that's the issue. And this, you're going to see again, it's a good front in Tampa. Let's see what happens. Dino the Trucker, welcome to the show.
How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Fine. You know, with Johnny, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm like you, Nathan. When they had the draft, I would have liked to have seen Teddy Bridgewater, but hey, Johnny's our quarterback.
Right.
You got to support the kid. And, you know, last year I'll be honest with you, he created a lot of his own problems.
Absolutely.
By not playing the role of a quarterback on and off the field.
That is correct.
He did it to himself. You got to give the kid a chance. And what I'm seeing, I mean, as the last preseason game, I mean, he didn't do a whole lot, but he did enough to impress me. You know, to throw off his awkward foot, make that terrific catch of that one receiver where he had that one little drive. I mean, I was really impressed with him. Now, just imagine if he gains a little bit more experience with the one, if he works with the one, it's only improving on him to where it'll wear off on all the fans. What it is with the fans here in Cleveland that we've been so used to seeing the loser mentality, and media doesn't help the matter as much by where they're shoving it down our throats. Oh, we're going to lose again. Johnny got this problem. Johnny got that problem. Instead of seeing the positive out of the kid and seeing, okay, he's our quarterback, why don't we support him? Find reasons to support him. They're finding reasons to put him down. You can't do that. Yeah, did I want Teddy Bridgewater? I'd be the first one to admit it, I think. But having seen Johnny, he's a Cleveland Brown. You got to be behind the kid.
I thank you and appreciate your take. I happen to agree with it. And, again, how many teams in the NFL, and is it just because it's Johnny? And maybe it is. But their backup quarterback is going to miss a game because of elbow soreness. I don't think it's a story anywhere else. It's a massive story here because Johnny was the 22nd pick in the draft, and people want to see Johnny put in. He was drafted to be the end of the quarterback problems here, and so far it's off to a bad start.
Yeah, I would say Tom Withers put it best, you know, in that the series of events leading up to today, you know, with it's not a problem, it's a problem, does need an MRI, needs an MRI, he's going to play, no, he's not going to play. All those things, you know, kind of happened in consecutive days, has created the buildup that has kind of come out today as they go back to work.
Yes, indeed. When we come back, Solomon Wilcots will be on the call on News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, alongside Mike Patrick. When the Browns and Buccaneers do battle in Tampa Bay this Saturday at 7, he joins us next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.